environment for you to practice the vibration of what you're looking for. So it's like you've just awakened, and let's pretend, not such a pretending, let's acknowledge, let's assume that you've just awakened, you are in that high-flying place because there's been a suspension of momentum while you sleep. And now it's your intention to maintain that vibration alignment. Do you think the best idea is to take the issue that matters more to you than everything else put together and contemplate that now? Because if you do, it's sure, isn't it, that you're going to lose your connection. So what we want to convey to you, what we want you to all hear from us, if we can convince you that the connection is what matters and solving that problem isn't, if you can hear that, because if you can sustain the connection for a little while, the problem will evaporate. Because in the absence of the vibration of it within you, it can continue to be your experience. So have we convinced you that what matters is the alignment? That's what matters is the alignment. What matters is the alignment. What matters is the alignment. And the subject doesn't matter. Now, that's hard for you to hear, isn't it? Because you've been working hard. You told us. You've been working hard. You've been trying hard. You try hard to get from where you are to where you want to be. And we want you to understand, oh, and we know, it must just be so irritating to hear this. You've been wasting your time. The harder you try, the more you practice the vibration of resistance. And then the louder you ask, but the more you practice the vibration of resistance. So you just have to let the things that you want that haven't been coming go for a while. Just let them go. Stop using what you want that you don't have as your excuse to not feel good. In order to sort of drive this point home in a way that you can really hear it, we've begun speaking about your point of attraction. Your point of attraction, you sort of understand that? If you are the creator of your own reality, and if law of attraction is responding to your vibration, then doesn't it make sense that you're standing with a habit of thought, with a pattern of vibration that is being responded to? Your point of attraction. So, if you're fearful all the time, your point of attraction is very far from what you really want. If you're ornery all the time, or a lot of the time, your point of attraction is different from what you want. Your emotions are your indicator of what you're doing vibrationally. You've been listening to us long enough to sort of understand what we mean by that. You were source energy before you came into this physical body, and a part of you came into this body. A part of you came into this body, but the larger part of you is still non-physically focused. Just deal with that. Humans want to call that your soul, or God force. We want to call it that non-physical, eternal part of you that you have sprung forth from, but that you're still intricately tied with. It's your vibrational nature. It's your true vibrational nature. So that part of you adores you. When you're mad at you, you cause a vibrational difference. That part of you loves others